This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You can jump into one of those over at discord.lrn.fm, and we're going to get to that coming up here in just a few moments. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
All right, so I wanted to start out this evening with what we just got back from, Daryl, you and I.
Yes.
We'll brief you, Conan, and the listeners on what this was. It was basically what I expected it to be. It was a meeting with a group called Monadnock. You've got it in front of you.
Yeah. They sent out these postcards. Save the date. Candidate forum. An opportunity to meet your constituents and learn how individuals with developmental disabilities and their families are impacted every day by legislative decisions in Concord.
Right, this was Monadnock Developmental Services. So this was about people who receive certain services regarding children who have developmental disabilities.
Yes.
Some of whom are, you know, older. But, you know, generally it was focused on children. And, you know, some of the difficulties that these young people have and the burdens that can put on both the family members and, of course, the state government.
Right.
And what they did was they had, I don't know if it was the executive director or a gentleman who seemed to be, you know, highly involved with this organization, spoke. He talked about he made some very interesting points that New Hampshire was number 3 on the list of the 50 states as far as being able to provide a good quality level of service, but at the same time, they were number 30 on the list of states as far as funding is concerned.
Yes.
So New Hampshire's doing
very efficient.
Right. So New Hampshire's doing a lot with a relatively small amount of money compared to what some of these other states are getting.
Right.
And then, of course, they had the family members, you know, come up and kind of tell their story. And one lady talked about how it was that her son had been discriminated against inside the system, like some teachers or administrators at schools, government schools,
right,
made some very upsetting comments like, oh, your son's not going to be on the track team or whatever. Some sort of, you know, like
students like you don't play sports.
Students like you, that's what it was. Students like you don't play sports. So some very offensive, you know.
And then she also mentioned that she was going through a fairly thick book of extracurricular activities.
Yeah.
And somebody from the school said, oh, I can help you. That way you know which activity is the, what is it, like the sponsor or
who? Each activity has a teacher sponsor.
Right. So I can let you know the ones that will accept or not accept your son in the various clubs or organizations.
So now, what did this woman want? What did she want the school to do for her?
Have her kid in an extracurricular activity at that particular point. So she was looking at a list of them, and this administrator was in there and said, oh, I can let you know which ones will accept your son, which ones won't.
Basically,
which teachers.
What she wanted was for her son to be treated like any other student.
Right.
If I were there, I would have recommended the movie Waterboy.
What is that?
That's where a kid with developmental disability is the water boy,
mm-hmm.
and he's allowed to be a part of the football team.
Yeah, I don't know if he wanted to play football or whatever, but anyway, they were looking at
I mean, there are options,
yeah.
But he's not necessarily going to be the guy playing chess. He might be the guy who is he's the bench
warmer. But what she was saying, or what the administrator was telling her, or whoever it was that was helping her,
right,
was just basically,
I think she said it was a teacher.
He's off the table at like half of these organizations just because the teacher doesn't want a developmentally disabled person in that club. So it was just her expressing some of the difficulties that they had.
I can understand the conversation. These are the difficulties that I'm having, but what did she want? the school to do
so
on behalf of her.
Treat her son like any other right. student.
And so automatically, I am thinking the story, Harrison Bergeron, where in order to level the playing field, in order to create this equality of outcome, you've got to take the strong and you've got to put weights on them. You've got to take the stupid and you've got to put a...
I didn't hear that in what she was saying
so,
at all.
So she mentioned the chess club. Not a chess team, not a competitive thing right. with the chess club. She just wanted her
son
to...
He was in that, by the way, so he was in the chess club. But
middle school.
Oh, okay.
In middle school, but when he went up to the high school, he was also on the cross-country team in middle school. But at the high school, they said, people like you don't do these things.
Well, they said that about sports. She didn't say they said that about chess club. So she had made a statement that he was in chess club, and I don't recall whether it was middle.
I'm saying is, when I'm going back to my original comment, is how do you make room for someone like this to compete unless you... dumb down everything else.
It wasn't about competing. It was about letting the person into an extracurricular activity. And there's a variety of these sorts of things. Chess club.
Which is why I brought up Waterboy.
You know, could be... I see what you're saying, but we're not necessarily talking about a competitive extracurricular activity, right? Like, there can be an extracurricular activity of, like, TV club, where you go and you make TV, you make a package right. for news or something like that. There's different things. And so, anyway, she was just expressing that she was put off, by the attitude right. in general. And it was interesting sitting there listening to this because, like you pointed out before we went on the air, this wasn't a forum in the same right. way that
every other thing, and I've run for office yeah. numerous times, every other thing that I've been invited to called a candidate forum.
Right.
They'll have candidates up, and yeah, it might be, by special interest organization, and when it says, hear from people, blah, 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 it's more they will ask questions,
no,
and
I didn't think
they want input from candidates.
We're,
that's
we're,
what
we're,
every we're, other candidate forum has
this
ever
wasn't
been.
I understand that. I understand what you're saying, but all you have to do is read it here, and it does say that you will learn. So this was an invitation for candidates to come learn about the frustrations that these people were having with, ultimately, the state system. And right. I thought that was what was the most interesting. I didn't want to make any kind of statement or anything like that while I was there because it didn't seem appropriate at all.
Right.
So that's why I wanted to come on
so
this show.
So this wasn't to go meet the candidates. This was for the candidates to learn about these programs.
Right. It was
you
not
meet
for
those people.
So this is misleading.
Right, this was not. This was not for the public to meet the candidates.
No, it was for the families who were there and the people who work for Monadnock Development Services.
It was for the candidates to meet these people.
Okay.
Correct. And they told their stories about how crappy the state system is. Now, of course, the most of the people in that room, there was Daryl and I, we were two of the three Libertarian candidates. Jaletta Jarvis also was there with us. She's the gubernatorial candidate here in New Hampshire for the Libertarians. But most of the people in this room were Republicans and Democrats. And, of course, there was a little bit of a sparring, if not too much. I mean, they kind of kept themselves mostly under control, the R's and the D's in this particular case. But it was interesting listening to the stories about how people, they want help and they want to be able to count on the help being there. But the fact is, when it's the state, you can never count on anything. And this is one of the right. things that one of the folks who turned into a Libertarian. So there were three candidates, or not candidates, but three state representatives in the last couple of years,
right.
the last term here in New Hampshire, two Republicans, one Democrat. They flipped and joined the Libertarian Party, and I was really more interested in Joe Stalkop, who was the Democrat from Keene, who flipped and became a Libertarian, in learning his story and hearing how he kind of explained becoming a Libertarian. And this is one of the things that he talked about and I thought was really persuasive. When you talk to lefties, when you talk to Democrats, they want to use the state to be compassionate. That's
right.
what they want to do. They want to help people, and you can't blame them for that, even though the state isn't compassionate. We can get into that. And one of the points that Stalkop had made was, Well, when you count on the state for something, you're always going to be disappointed. Somebody's going to come along, they're going to pull the carpet out. Even if you have the perfect state program, which of course doesn't exist.
Right.
But even if you had the perfect state-run assistance program, well, next semester or whatever, these, you know, next politicians come in, they change the rules. Or they change the funding.
They change the funding is the first thing they do.
Or whatever. And so it gets pulled right out from under you. You think you've got something that you can count on, and it turns out you can't. So I want to continue to talk about, you know, what the folks at this forum wanted and what the libertarian solutions are here, because the common solution is more funding. We just need more funding.
More handouts.
Yeah, we're going to come back with that coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
number, 855-453, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We're addressing what I consider to be what is probably an issue that's difficult for a lot of libertarians to talk about.
Because when we do, we're immediately categorized as unfeeling, uncaring, right, hateful of the poor, hateful right of the old people, hateful of kids, because
in this case, developmentally disabled children.
Right.
So we want to get deeper into that coming up here in moments. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And I want to let you know this is all brought to you by Bitcoin.com. So if you want to learn about cryptocurrency, you don't always have a Bitcoin embassy to go to like we do here in Keene, so you probably should go to Bitcoin.com where you can go through their academy course and learn the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Get started over there at Bitcoin.com. Daryl and I just got back from a forum in which we learned about some of the difficulties that confront families that are receiving or want to receive some kind of assistance for having a developmentally disabled child. And, of course, there are a lot of different sorts of those disabilities. And we heard from some of the family members. We heard from a place called Monadnock Developmental Services, which is a group that has some level of interface with the state government and the federal government to try to, you know, receive some funding to, you know, to give these kids some help is the idea. And it was interesting listening to this as a libertarian, right? Because I'm thinking about, all right, well, how can liberty actually make this situation better for these folks? And the answers were very apparent right in front of us just listening to these people's stories, the disappointments that they were encountering within the state system.
One of the ladies was talking about not just her son, but she also has some kind of
a rare, very rare,
very rare, I forget if she said disease or disorder,
yep,
and there's, you know, medical differences between the two, but she has to rely on what is referred to as non-label uses of medication, which means that her insurance will not cover any of this. She also mentioned the orphan drug legislation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was sitting there thinking while she was talking about the medical aspects, the FDA is causing every problem that you're looking for a solution
causing
for,
or exacerbating by increasing dramatically the costs of medicines hitting the market and even preventing medicines from being available at all. There are so many
and
different
then
examples.
Requiring, you know, specific things to be listed on the label. And then if there's a known use that was not originally placed on the label, but you want to get that other use added to the label,
mm-hmm,
you have to go through another
more
set
testing
of, like, $1 billion yeah worth of spending and testing and this and that and the other thing, which I can understand why they have, you know, specific things written on a label, because you don't want to tell somebody, oh, you broke your leg? Take an aspirin. That'll heal it. And you don't want somebody putting heals broken legs on aspirin.
Yeah, and instead of fixing that issue, that problem, I'm thinking she wants these candidates to provide free medication for people who need it.
No,
which
she,
only, like
she
you said,
mentioned,
exasperates the problem by throwing subsidies at these people, the cost of these drugs will only go up.
She specifically mentioned a couple pieces of legislation that would wind up removing some of the prohibitions on allowing people to use medications off-label.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like that then.
The people who were talking to us were reasonable people, you know,
right.
There are people who were, of course, by life circumstances, thrown in some very difficult circumstances, and to a T, they were all disappointed with the level of service provided to them by various state agents, whether it
right
be the school bureaucrats or whether it be some board at some Concord state agency denying coverage.
What I was hearing, a lot of it was, I'm frustrated that the regulations and the rules in place aren't allowing for, you know, my myself or my son or my daughter, whoever it was, to be treated like a normal person in a school setting, or here are problems specifically with the medical thing, to where there was one lady that said that she waited until her son was like 5 or 6 to apply for some medical benefit, and she keeps getting denied, even though she's told that, you know, if this were 1990, your son would be placed into the state institution and would not lead anything resembling a normal life.
Right.
Somebody else said, yeah, I applied as soon as my son was born, and we knew that he had this medical diagnosis, and he was approved right away, and I don't have any of these problems.
And this was a federally funded program administered at the state level that this woman had to go in front of.
Some kind of Medicaid.
She had to go in front of some kind of board and tell them all about what's wrong with her son, and even
for 2 hours.
Yeah, even after like going through this laundry list of huge problems, they still denied her.
Son is 6.5 years old, still not fully potty trained, can't feed himself, can't dress himself.
Yeah, so the frustration was palpable, and of course, people don't think anything else is possible, right? Like, they just think, this is what we have. We have these state programs, we have these federal programs, and they're not well-funded. There's like a waiting list, for instance, here in New Hampshire for people with developmental disabilities, and there's people waiting, right? Like, they're not getting any kind of assistance at all in that case, even though New Hampshire is the number 3 best of all the states, which, again, is like comparing cancers. The state government sucks at helping people. But at the same time, these people want to feel like there's help there for them. And if there's like a waiting list, then it doesn't feel like there's help there for them at all. So I don't blame these folks for feeling the way they feel at all. The problem is the state here.
Right.
And all I could think of was like, wow, if the state solutions didn't exist at all, then people could get creative. People could actually go out into the community. These are persuasive
stories. Think out of the box.
Right. I mean, look, I'm not just talking about a bake sale, but, you know, we're Daryl, you were, but the three of us were recently, and Conan, you and I still are, on the board of directors of Cheshire TV.
Right.
Hello, television fundraiser, right? Like, there's different ways you can raise money, especially when you have stories that pull at people's heartstrings and people can, you know, empathize.
You want to know an amazing way to raise money and
ask for it?
Well, aside from that, a lot of large organized races. Mm-hmm. So New York Marathon, Chicago Marathon.
Run for the Cure.
They all allow, for the most part, there might be one or two somewhere that don't allow for charity runners.
That's what you're doing in
New York. That's what I'm doing in New York for the Innocence Project. Yeah. But they've got a long list of charities. Mm-hmm. You apply, be a charity, and then you tell people, hey, you want to run this really big race that tens of thousands of people wish that they could run every year? You raise $5,000 for us.
You know, the first
and then you get to run our race.
You know, the first thing they can do is they can allow the people to keep their money in the form of taxation.
Sure.
Right.
And that right there. Oh, I have an extra $5,000
right.
this year?
Something. Let's look at St. Jude.
Well, we can look at that here in a moment.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-453 if you want to join us here. But, you know, $5,000 may just be a drop in the bucket for what some of these folks need as far as health is concerned. There's more coming up here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News. On Wednesday, President Trump awarded the Medal of Honor to retired U.S. Marine Sergeant Major John L. Canley
for his actions during the Vietnam War. Former USS Cole Commander Kurt Lippold told Fox News that these sorts of ceremonies can bring the country together.
And while we may have disagreements on what we do politically, these ceremonies should recenter everyone to make us realize that we still live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way back to the United States after a quick trip to Saudi Arabia and Turkey. Pompeo hoped to get some answers regarding the Washington Post columnist who disappeared inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The secretary did say he was pleased with the conversations had in Saudi Arabia.
They promised accountability for each of those persons whom they determined as a result of their investigation deserves accountability.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Inviting you to join us here. Our toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We also have our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They are open and available to you. Just go to discord.lrn.fm, and that is where you will find a bunch of people chatting. In fact, last night, we hit a new record for the voice chat. I wouldn't talk a whole lot about this aspect, but it is one of the things that makes Discord different from your typical chat room, is that there are voice channels. Now, normally on the air, we use our on-air call-in line channels, and that's one of the ways you can call the show and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. But there are also other channels in which people can just go anytime they want, 24 hours a day, and just chat, voice chat. So there's text chat channels, of course, which is where people hang out during the show. But last night we had 14 people in the voice chat channel.
Oh, interesting.
And I was in there listening and participating a little bit, but it was really a lot of it was pretty entertaining. So there's some fun kind of back and forth between a few of the trolls. But overall, the conversation was relatively interesting. So you can check that out over at discord.lrn.fm. Like I said, that server's there 24/7. It's not just for during the show, but there's some great chat that goes on during the show. So check that out at discord.lrn.fm. And Acapulco is coming up February 14th through the 17th. This is going to be the event to attend. If you can only go to one Liberty event every year, then or in one year, this is the one to choose because it's huge and it's just getting bigger. Ron Paul's coming back next year, which means it's probably going to sell out. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you should probably go now to anarchapulco.com and use code FTL to save yourself 15%. But, of course, not just Ron Paul, but literally, usually there are dozens of speakers. We've been highlighting Judge Napolitano, who will be there for the first time, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and, again, many more. Anarchapulco.com, February 14th through the 17th. Topics to be discussed include entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. They'll cover a lot there in 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. So, and Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from there, as we've done three times thus far, and it's been great. So check it out over at anarchapulco.com. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Again, code FTL saves you 15%. So we were talking about libertarian solutions to some of the more challenging issues, in this case, right, developmentally disabled people, young people, children, and, you know, people taking care of those folks beyond the abilities of, let's say, the parents to fund whatever it is. Because, you know, if you've got somebody with a developmental disability and it's a severe one, it could be a very, very expensive, process.
Yes.
To take care of that person. More so than even if you got to keep every single tax dollar that you pay out, it would still be a huge burden on top of that. But you wanted to mention something about St. Jude, Darryl,
right?
Which is a children's... was it cancer?
I think they largely do. It's not research. They, you know, like
take care of,
provide it. Treatment for, and I don't think it's limited to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But they never send the families a bill.
Right.
It's all covered, and it's funded through donations.
Correct. We've done some fundraising for them over the years here.
Right.
Free Talk Live.
When you do a good service. And you provide a good service, and people like what you do because you're not a-holes, then people will give you money so that you can keep doing
right.
and providing a good service.
So instead, what we have here are families who feel pretty hamstrung, it seems, from the testimony they gave to the legislators and the people who are running for legislative office, which is why we were there, Darryl.
Right.
Is that they want help. And they just don't feel like they can count on the state organizations to do it. But that's the only thing that they really feel like they have.
Right.
Because that's the way we have society organized right now is, well, yeah, there are some charitable places out there. But ultimately, if people need help, they turn to the state.
Right.
And as libertarians, we don't believe in aggression. And we understand that taxation and all these state programs are being run by aggression. They're being run by the threat of violence. And that if you don't pay taxes... the state will come after you, and so therefore you're coerced into funding what are ultimately some very awful-sounding programs and some very, distasteful experiences for people who are just trying to get help for folks. And there's just no doubt in my mind, because I believe in people, that if the state programs were to vanish tomorrow, which, you know, this libertarian fantasy, they can press a button and just make the state, you know, disappear, that people who need help would not only find the help that they need, because people in the market, people in charity, for instance, would be able to pick up those balls and run with them. If the NADNOC Developmental Services wasn't relying on state funding, would they disappear? I would say no, because they could reach out to the actual community who, Conan, as you pointed out, would then have, again, the state disappeared, would then have all the money they earned and would be able to donate to Monadnock Developmental Services.
To programs that they care about.
Right.
So if you don't want to fund the wall, guess what? You don't have to. If you don't want to fund all these wars going on across the
right.
globe, you don't have to.
Take the money that would have been stolen from you and sent to war and actually put it into your local community and help people like these families.
Right.
That's what libertarians talk about. And you're right, Conan. A lot of them are very just poor at explaining themselves and why it is that the solutions that we provide, which is to say, stop using coercion. That's all we say.
Right.
Is, hey, if you want to raise money voluntarily to help people, that's awesome. Awesome, because then it's actually virtuous when you give that money. You actually are doing something coming from your own self to give to another.
And that's part of the problem. Not only my entire life, this is the only way it's to be done. Either it's state run or there's a few charities out there doing a good job. And you have those people who think that they are being virtuous, that they are being charitable,
right.
using other people's money.
Those people were there.
To fund programs that might actually be good. On paper, but it's the funding, it's the core of how these things are funded that it makes them
It's rotten. It's a rotten core.
They're based on being right. Rotten. Just like the school system that I'm always railing against.
And that came up.
Here they are with their anti-bullying policies and always talking about how, you know, we've got to keep these kids in check. We don't want them picking on each other. And yet their whole system is funded on bullying
Correct.
Their neighbors to fund this rotten program.
And whenever you have that core of violence, of aggressive violence, of threats against your neighbors, it's inevitable that those programs that grow from that, that are guaranteed funding through the method of taxation, are not going to be designed to actually satisfy people, are not going to provide the level of service that these people actually need and want and wish they could have.
Right. What do they do when we go to these meetings? All they are is complaining about, hey, I wish we had this program at this school. I wish we had more teachers that taught this subject. If you gave everyone their money back,
they could just go and make that. They could create those schools.
And let the free market rule the day. You would have institutions that would develop over time. It wouldn't happen overnight, but it happened quickly. That actually were what the parents wanted for their kids.
Exactly. And but a lot of this, of course, is based on fear. A lot of the reason why the state continues to proliferate is the idea that, well, if the state goes away, then there won't be a safety net. Now, this term did get brought up by somebody tonight, that there won't be a safety net. Now, they weren't. Nobody was even putting on the table the idea of getting rid of the state, right? Like, that wasn't my purpose there. I was there to listen. I asked one question at one point, which was of the first lady who spoke, who told about her son who she had, you know, again, had, for, of course, all these people had very difficult challenges with their children, to the point where she tried for, I think she said 17 or 18 years. He ended up being in school until he was 21. She tried for 17 or 18 years to try to get, you know, a good system for her son in the school system, and it just sucks. And so she admitted that she had ended up sending her son to a school in Cape Cod in Massachusetts. Right. Now, we're in Keene, New Hampshire, which is at least, what, 2.5, 3 hours away, two and a half hours away from Cape Cod.
The Cape, I think, is closer to like 4.
Yeah, so it's a long way away. And she sort of mentioned that, well, she had to send her son there because of these frustrations, like where teachers are being rude or, you know, very callous or whatever. These bureaucrats who just, again, they're not incentivized correctly. So my question for her was very simple. Where'd you end up sending your son? Was it a privately funded school or was it a government, you know, a state school? And she didn't answer the question, but she did say what the school was. And so she didn't answer with what I was hoping for, which was to find out which one it was. So I looked it up. Turns out it's a private school that actually is designed for developmentally disabled people to treat them with compassion. And you don't have to worry about the teachers being these callous folks who are just bureaucrats and all that. So I don't know if she even knew what the answer was.
Right.
There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Trade pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, X expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us right here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Daryl, we got another Zen giveaway coming up here. Can we announce who the winner was today? First name?
I don't remember, and I don't have spreadsheet pulled up in front of me.
You've been knocked on the head too many times. You did just pick a winner today, though.
Like 7.5 hours ago.
Okay.
I sent the thing.
Somebody
I sent the
got
guy
an email. Okay.
So, I don't remember the name, though.
Congratulations to
our
winner.
He got the email. He got the Zen.
Okay, good.
He knows who he is. And over the last 10 weeks, we've given away over 14 and a half Zen.
Yeah.
And we're giving away some more. The next giveaway is going to be for 1.75 Zen to enter.
He's in the chat room. His name's Letter Mage. He says thanks.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
To enter this next giveaway, send your transparent Zen address via email to Daryl at freetalklive.com. That's it. That's the only thing
so
you
need
to do.
Okay, so no more numbers?
Because
it was, you had to put a number
that
in.
That was the last one.
Okay.
And that's been, you know, a couple of the others.
Yep.
This, I'm just going to, I've got a random number generator.
Yeah.
And then it's going to randomly generate numbers for every entrant.
Uh-huh.
And a random number for the winning number.
Okay.
And then I've got a formula. Whoever's the closest, randomly.
Sweet.
Will
All right.
wind up being
so this
selected.
Actually makes it easier to enter because now somebody doesn't even have to pick a number because it was.
And there's not even a specific word that you need to put in
right.
the subject line.
So it's we've streamlined this process. I
right.
love this. This
is one is the easiest
the
one
easiest
to date.
One.
There are two things you need to do. Send an email. And in that email to Daryl at freetalklive.com.
With two R's, D-A-R-R-Y-L.
Put your transparent Zen address. The winner will be randomly selected again with that random number generating process.
Transparent is such a strange. I always like to preface that with something else. It's your public address. It's the one that you generate generally, unless you're going to receive a private transaction.
Right. So with Zen,
transparent sounds like you can't see it.
I didn't even, that rolled right over. So, I didn't get that at all.
So with Zen, they have transparent and shielded addresses.
Right.
That's what they call them.
Right, right. Transparent meaning everyone can see the transaction because it's public. And then if you want privacy, you can go with the shielded version.
Correct.
I've just been saying your public address.
All entrants, or rather all entries received before noon Eastern on Wednesday, October 24th, will be put into this random number generator. Winner will be randomly selected. And yes, if you don't win the 1.75 Zen, you're still eligible for that grand prize of 2 Zen that gets drawn on November 7th. And, of course, you can learn more about Horizen by going to horizen.global, H-O-R-I-Z-E-N, horizen.global.
So, it was,
when was the last time you were clocked on the head? Because, I mean, can you continue?
It's been a while.
Yeah, like football, right? Or can you continue to use your concussion excuse, or is that just your...
Hold on. Are you aware, and it's been a couple of years, but are you aware of something called post-concussion syndrome?
Yeah, I just sold that book, actually. A couple weeks ago, actually. I was going to give it to you, but I sold it. Yeah, I sold it for $15.
Yeah, so there are a small percentage of people that have post-concussion syndrome who have memory problems and headaches for the rest of their life.
Hmm.
Have you heard of CTE?
Never heard of it. Is that a news station?
No. No, and I forget exactly what it is an acronym for. It's one of these really long medical terms, chronic something encephalopathy, I think. But it's basically severe brain damage.
Mm.
And they right now can only diagnose it posthumously. But a lot of the people that are posthumously diagnosed with it, they can go back and see, oh, here are a bunch of things that they all had concussions.
Mm-hmm.
They all had many of them.
Yikes.
But there are certain patterns and behaviors. So memory loss, again, some people have short-term, some people have long-term. Headaches, irritability, those are all symptoms of too many concussions.
Okay, let's get back into, since we're talking healthcare here, we've been discussing, you know, the libertarian solution, which some people, at a glance, if it's not communicated in a compassionate manner,
right,
then they're going to say, you libertarians, you don't care about people.
You just want them to rot in the streets.
And the reality is the opposite. Now, there may be some who don't care about people, okay, because a libertarian is just somebody who believes in the non-aggression principle and who applies it, hopefully, consistently,
right,
to their beliefs, which just is to say that it's inappropriate to use aggressive force or the threat of it to achieve your social or political goals. And in this case, we're talking about helping people who could use it with developmentally disabled children. And it was interesting, Daryl and I, for those of you just tuning in, were at a forum tonight where we met some of these families, and they talked about, you know, their experiences with the state system, which were every single time poor. They were not great experiences for these people.
Right.
And the thing is, all they could really hope for from this meeting was increased budgets.
And to get bumped up the line.
Well, right, and there's a waiting list here in New Hampshire, which they believe the increased budget will take care of that. But ultimately, even if they get what they want, which was the increased budgets, it's still not going to solve a lot of the problems inherent with a state-run system.
Right.
Okay, great. Now your school system, which sucks, has a greater budget. Oh, okay, great. Now these bureaucrats who denied you before have a bigger budget. Just because they've got a bigger budget doesn't mean they're more likely to approve you. It doesn't mean,
right,
you're going to encounter more compassionate bureaucrats working at these schools who treated your kids rudely.
Do you know what generally happens when there are bigger budgets? The people that are paper pushers wind up getting pay raises.
Yeah, that's true. But even if you start paying people more, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get the best quality of people in a state system.
Oh, I didn't
say
that they were going to be more efficient
at doing
their job. I'm just pointing out that they will get bigger pay raises, and that means there's less money going to the people that actually need the monetary assistance.
Correct. And, of course, as we pointed out earlier, if the government wasn't so regulatory about health care, it wouldn't be as expensive overall, and that would save money too. But the solution, of course, is to completely end the state and to end all state funding and all state control over health care, to make it so that people can actually contribute voluntarily to the things, the programs, the organizations, the charities that they support. And it was interesting being there and watching this because some of the people, because you and I, Daryl, we've been paying attention to the political scene here, and certainly you have as well, Conan, for years here in New Hampshire. So we know a lot of these players. We don't know them intimately, but we know, you know, who they are. And one of the women who was there, who was actually one of the women who was speaking as a family member, somebody who was talking about her experience, was Suzanne Butcher. And she is somebody who was ranked as a constitutional threat previously when she was a state representative here in New Hampshire. It was the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance gives a report card out of all the state representatives, and so below F was CT, constitutional threat. And it was interesting kind of getting a look inside of why she, you know, does the things she does.
Right.
She's got a 37-year-old son who's developmentally disabled, and she's had to deal with these frustrations of the system and, you know, having to raise her son and needing help with it or wanting help with it throughout her entire life, basically. So I can understand why she was motivated to become a state representative, right? She wants to make sure these state programs, because that's all she feels like there is, are there for people, even though, as we were experiencing, they're crappy programs, and they're not the ideal situation.
Yeah, you think that she would know better. It's like she's experienced this for 36 years.
But it's all she's got.
I know, but
it's completely – her paradigm is not inside or her paradigm, you know, looking at what we're proposing – would be shocking and awful to her because she would feel like it would take away everything that they have, even though that what they have isn't great. It would take away it all, and it would then there would be no safety net whatsoever. Yeah, the safety net's got holes in it right now, but at least it catches some people. So what do you say to that, Conan?
Big gaping holes.
What do you say to that?
I would try to, change is hard. And people don't want to change. They don't want to try new things, even though they were tried a long, long time ago, you know, in the beginning of this country. But you have to make them understand that whatever money you throw at these institutions, they're going to find a way to gobble it up and use it and spend it and not necessarily, create a better outcome. Just look at school funding in this country. It is skyrocketed. It's through the roof right now. Our budget here in Keene went up $1 million just last year.
With enrollments going down.
Enrollments going down, schools actually closing, and yet the test scores... Had the test scores gone up, you would think that with that amount of money, $20,000 per kid, you'd think that they would be spitting out rocket scientists, engineers, right out of high school. And yet these kids can't count. They can't, some of them can't read.
There was an interesting dichotomy that one woman who was speaking sort of held in her mind. She described herself as a conservative. She's a school board chairman in the Monadnock School Board, which is one of them in this region.
A neighboring area.
Yeah, one of them in this region. And she, you know, was very excited about the idea of like a voucher, that there was a voucher system passed, but it didn't give a special allocation for developmentally disabled people. So her concern was that, well, all these other students get to grab their voucher and go to wherever they want to go, but the other schools aren't obligated to take her child, and even if they were going to take it, it would be more expensive, so they won't be able to afford it. Well, I want to talk more about this coming up here in moments, and then we'll take your calls, of course, about anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now, 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.